First in line is soapbox virtuoso Kevin Danaher. Kevin's co-founder of Global Exchange, author of Corporations Are Gonna Get Your Mama, and a relentless warrior against the WTO, IMF, World Bank cabal. He gives us the fiery short course.
The myth that has been perpetrated on the American mind is that the corporation is equivalent, superior even, to a human being. And you have this whole long case history, how gradually corporations, using their money power and all their lawyers, have pushed case after case after case to get extended to them a legal fiction. Corporation has no physical existence. It's a bunch of people operating according to a set of rules, but it doesn't have a heart, a soul. You can't put it in jail, etc. And they have dragged and extended to them by penetration of government in the judicial process, they've extended to themselves a power that ascribes to them the status of human being, that they are a person. And you have First Amendment arguments that corporate donations to a politician are free speech, so you can't impede that. You have the unbelievable Supreme Court decision in 1997 against people of Vermont who wanted to force the dairy industry to label bovine growth hormone milk, and and passed a law saying that, and the Supreme Court saying, oh no, well see, free speech includes the freedom not to speak. So corporations are free not to speak about whether or not they have bovine growth hormone in their milk. That's absolutely insane. By that logic, you could put poison in the food and you wouldn't have to tell the public because you have a right to not speak. I'm for full content labeling. All the social impact, what did the workers get paid, where was it made, how was it shipped, etc., and what was the environmental impact? And that should be a requirement of the company, full content labeling, so the consumer can know what was the impact of the production process. Because if you cut people off from knowing the impact of the production process, you got what we got now, the destruction of all biological systems. The whole system, the whole thing is in collapse, right? And we're actually threatened. Our existence as a species is being threatened. But in order to get at solving this, we have to deal with this issue of corporate personhood. Corporate personhood has to be taken away. And one way to do that that's been proposed is a constitutional amendment, which would take a big mass education campaign, two-thirds of the state legislatures. Corporation is not a human being. Simple, seven words. That's the way Jim Hightower put it in one of his books. A corporation is not a human being. We can argue about the words. You know, corporation is not a person. Corporations do not have rights to rule over human beings. Human beings are supposed to rule over corporations. Whatever. And in fact, if you go back and you look at the history, this struggle existed early on. Thomas Jefferson said, we should crush in its birth the aristocracy of the moneyed corporations who already bid defiance to our government, right? That's like 1800, 1802, something like that, right? So already they were grabbing hold. Lincoln railed against it. Grover Cleveland, all sorts of, Teddy Roosevelt, they all hit a similar message. Ike Eisenhower, two-term, eight-year Republican president, he was the general who led our troops in World War II, and he said, beware of the military-industrial complex, the marriage of this militaristic empire-building military and the corporations that make money off it. That's massive. How can you possibly get at that? You take away the constitutional right of corporations to be treated as persons.